Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our afternoon Get Into Action and Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Farias. I am founder of LaBelle Baskets. And as always, I want to say thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up on this call. And a special welcome to all of our new gifting experts who join our family, our LaBelle Baskets family. I just want to say thank you and much success to all of you who continue on this journey or who even started on their new journey. Just a few things I'd like to say is please keep yourselves plugged in. Make sure you're in the training site. Make sure you are on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, make sure you are, you know, emailing us or emailing your mentor if you have any questions. That's the only way you're going to grow your business is knowing what's going on with your business, right, guys? And, of course, listening to these calls that we have on Fridays, because a lot of people do speak up on these calls. We have a lot of things that we have to share. And then I do a lot of the updates and a little bit of training. So it's really important to keep up to date. Okay? So I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is healthy. And you guys are having a nice week so far. And I hope you're working your LaBelle Basket business. I hope you are. Guys, I cannot believe it's April 30th. I'm right, right? It is April 30th. I mean, days go so fast. They always do, but it just seems like this month just really flew. So tomorrow starts a new month. So I'm going to go over real quickly the new month items for the month of May. Well, first I want to say happy birthday to all my May babies, wishing you the very best for another 4 years of just great health and lots of success and lots of happiness, right, guys? And the candle of the month for the month of May is the fresh cut roses. And then we're going to have the cookie of the month, which obviously it's the five cookies. And because Mother's Day is like really, really early, we're not going to do a Mother's Day cookie for May. We're just going to do a beautiful flower. I don't know what color, but we'll just do a nice pretty flower for the sixth cookie, which is the sugar cookie. And of course, we have the crystal. We got a lot of orders for these this month. It's the crystal charm with the free motivational it's the crystal bracelet. It's the Swarovski crystal bracelet with the free motivational charm. I can't get that right. And, of course, we're featuring May, which is the emerald. It's really pretty. These crystals are really beautiful. They keep up really, really well. And I've had mine since day one, which is already, about 12 years. So it's good quality crystal, and the way it's made. I love our sterling silver charms, and I see a lot more orders coming in for charms, so I'm really happy about that. And then, of course, we'll have the gift basket winner. We'll announce that tomorrow, and we'll post that on Facebook, and it'll go into our newsletter and all that good stuff. So, guys, with the new month brings a business to a whole new, you know, I always feel it's almost like a rebirth. You know, tomorrow we start all new again. I know we're still in Mother's Day, but it's really important that not only that, we just keep pushing forward for, you know, and focusing on everything that we do here, our services, our products, all the categories, building teams, making sure that you get some memberships. And again, it's starting a new month, so you have a chance to really say to yourself, what did I do in April that I could do better in May? Or what didn't I do in April that I could do in May? Just things that you could make sure that you could turn your business around just by going over all your monthly duties that you've done and see how you could change it up. It's really, really important. So as you could see, I announced last week that we had to turn off the sign-up page on our website. And what I'm talking about the sign-up page is when you went to the About Me section, we had a sign-up page for capturing the emails for the gift basket giveaway. And not just one person attacked that form, but it was a lot. We were getting hundreds and hundreds of emails. So we're trying to figure out how we could put another one out without being hacked again. And, you know, that website is a standalone website. It has nothing to do with that shopping cart, obviously. It's two separate websites. But even having, you know, to click if you're a robot or not, they went through that. So to me, it was just annoying. And to all my employees here who actually check all the emails, it was just waking up to hundreds and hundreds of emails. So we took it down until we figure it out. So we do have a replacement. We added it to the training site, and we added it to Facebook so you could see it. So make sure you just sign up people on that page. It's really not a big deal, okay? Now, I hope many of you have noticed that we do have a gifting expert incentive, and so many of you are running. I think Sandy gave me a list this morning. Let's see. She emailed it to me. There's a lot of people in the running. We have William and Gloria and Sandra and Linda Robinson and Heather Burr and Jessica Kane, and the list goes on and on. Linda Lauer, Jennifer Lewis, Lisa. So, guys, just keep going. Just keep going. This ends on May 4th. And basically, you need 5 new sales orders. This is all new business to receive a $20 gift card. And then you need 5 orders, and I think it's 1 teammate to get a $35 gift card. And you need 5 new orders and 2 teammates to get a $45 gift card. And then it's 5 orders, 2 teammates, and 1 monthly membership to get a $60 gift card. I mean, if you want it in cash, we could give it you in cash. It's up to you. But I'm just saying these incentives should make you run. So definitely that's how you win. It's all about getting new business. And we'll be announcing it on the next call that we have after May 4th, which lands on this Tuesday. Right, guys? Okay, so right now we are Mother's Day mode. So what I mean by that is that we're at the stretch. It's all about overnight gifts and same-day deliveries like flowers and plants, chocolate-covered treats, cookies, definitely, if any orders come in this weekend. And we get them out the door by Monday. I usually go by the destination. If any state is close to Ohio, you'll definitely get the cookies by Thursday. If it's California, possibly Friday. Sometimes they do deliver on Saturday as well. So I'm sure all the cookies will get there if the orders are placed this weekend or early in the morning on Monday and they get them shipped out. When it comes to our gift baskets, definitely it would have to be very close to either our California warehouse or to our Texas warehouse. If it's, you know, if you're too far away from those states, definitely you're not going to get them. So I would definitely keep to, as I said before, flowers and same-day delivery for plants and flowers. And then we have the roses, which are overnight. So let me explain this right now. This is how it's working. All the orders that are coming in, that came in, they're already scheduled to be delivered. The way they're doing it this year is that they have an option, which they're not really giving us the option. They're telling us the option. So if flowers, if you wanted the Mother's Day flowers to be delivered on the 7th, the option is the 6th or the 7th. So it all depends on the florist in that area. They might be delivering it on the 6th, or they might be delivering it on the 7th. They might even deliver it on Saturday. It all depends on the florist. But all those days are optional. I can't say to them specifically, you have to ship it on, you know, deliver it on Friday. They're not allowing me that. They're giving me optional days, which is fine for me as long as they get delivered, okay? Because obviously Mother's Day is on a Sunday, okay? So after Mother's Day, pretty much, you know, we have Father's Day, and then it's all about staying connected with your customers. It's all about building new customers for the summer. And that's what we're going to be doing a lot of training this summer, is really getting connected with a lot of new people and a lot of new corporate accounts and all that good stuff, okay? So when it comes to Mother's Day, any orders please get them in by this weekend. It's really, really important, okay? We're personalized gifts. Thanks to the many who are sharing your customers' gifts on Facebook or Instagram. I know, Linda, I loved your customers. They posted the wall art that they received, which is really beautiful. It's a nice size, too. And for the price that we have it for, it's very reasonable, very affordable. It's the one that says, I asked, and she said yes. It's a wall art. It's really pretty. Also, it was the Over the Hill cookies. Our cookies are really delicious. They really are, and they're great sellers. So thank you for showcasing that on our Facebook. Also, I want to say thank you to Candy Simmons. Thank you so much for unveiling so many of the gift baskets. She's doing videos of them if you want to see them. They're in our group chat on Facebook. And definitely, these are care packages. There were some gift baskets. And I know she's doing this whole thing for promoting to businesses. Great job. Great job. Please, as I said, go to the Facebook and you can see it. And it, really, guys, you know, showcasing your items is how you get more attention to your business. Because we could have conversations about how beautiful our items are, and we could show them the picture that we have on our website. But there's nothing like taking a picture of the real item in somebody's living room, on their table, and it gives that real feeling of what it looks like. And I like what Candy did. She showed it in one sense where it's all packaged in cellophane, and then obviously she took it apart and showed you exactly what's inside. So it's really awesome. So thank you guys for continuing to show the gifts at your customers. And hopefully, you know, I'm sure they're happy customers as well, because we do get a lot of emails on how great our items are. With Labella Radiance, I'm really happy. The new formula for the cleanser finally came in. I'm really excited. You guys are going to love it. All the radiances are already packed. The girls told me they're already packed. They will be picked up either today or Monday, and they will start being delivered to all the customers and to any of our gifting experts who ordered it for themselves. So you'll be happy with this new cleanser. It's a new formula, and it's a foaming facial cleanser. So it's just a step up from what we had before. This one's a licorice root extract, which hides the appearances of if you have any redness, any blemishes. It smooths out your skin. It also has white willow bark, improves the appearance of the skin, and increases cellular turnover, like when you're rubbing it in. And I love the foam to it, which is really important, because we got a few emails as to why the first cleanser didn't have a little bit of foam. Even though the first cleanser did the job, it really did. But this one does have a gentle foaming cleanser. It penetrates deep into the skin. It's great for makeup, you know, taking away makeup, any type of residue, any excess dirt, and any oils. So it leaves your skin really clean and refreshed. And we've all tried it here, so we love it. So those orders will be going out. So now after Mother's Day, as said before, we have Father's Day. We will be setting that up. Then we go right into the summer months, and we're going to be all about occasions and celebrations. But we want to get into corporate accounts as well. And this is something that we need to get their attention. We cannot lose this type of business, because this type of business, once they get into buying from you, they continue to buy from you, because it alleviates them from constantly looking, what should I buy? What website should I buy? If you could target an account and they start liking our services and they start liking you and how you serve them, they will continue to come back to you. So we have so many gifts that we can offer. We have the wine baskets, gift baskets, gourmet snacks, chocolates. Starbucks are slowly coming back. We have the meat and cheeses. We have the welcome home care packages. We have for realtors. We have personalized gifts like the wine glasses with their initials on them. Again, for realtors, for corporate gifts. And guys, everything is so affordable. It really is. And then we have our plants, which are great for homes. We're going to be adding more cookies as well. And guys, people love the cookie membership. We have a few corporate accounts who love giving that out to their businesses or to their clients, even to their employees. So put that out as well. We also have the flower membership, which people are loving that. So these are all awesome ideas. And usually when it comes to realtors, agents love these types. I was reading this article about, you know, people who close on homes. They usually spend, of course it depends on how much they sold the home. A closing gift to the customer could range from $100 to $250 or even higher. But sometimes you don't even have to spend that much. I mean, not unless they're going to go into like real name brands and stuff like that, and they go into real gold or silver. Again, it all depends on how much they sold the house and how much the agent, what's their commission, right, guys? But with our stuff, you know, we have things that could really show the appreciation. So we do have a lot of work ahead of us. You know, I do want to focus on memberships. I want to focus on corporate accounts, more advertising. I want all of you to have that passive income as well when it comes to having memberships. Because remember, those memberships, even though it runs for a year, if they want 3 months, we could do 3 months. If they want a six-month membership, I'm speaking about the cookie membership, the candle of the month membership, the roses, and the jewelry, the three-piece jewelry. If they want 3 months, 6 months, or a year, all they have to do is type it in the comment section, and then we'll email the customer like 2 weeks before, say, the fourth month comes in, and ask them, you know, you had it for 3 months. Would you want it extended for another 3 months? So we'll do anything to help you guys get that passive income, okay? So like I said, we do have a lot of work ahead of us. I hope you guys are ready to start emailing, like, people around your community. Guys, things are really getting back to some type of normal right now, and businesses are picking up. Here in New York, so far, I'm hearing July 1st, everything is going back to capacity. Restaurants, no more limits. Theaters, Broadway, everything. California, I heard it's June 15th. Oh, well, my brother and my sister will give me updates. So people are going to get back into some type of normal. That means corporations are going to be having their workers go back to work. So we need to start staying connected right now and help our clients, help our corporations get in touch with their clients. It's really important at this time of the game that corporations are out there speaking to their clients and showing their appreciation, because they want to keep the business going. Because with everything that happened, things just got really messy out there. It really did. And it was hard to see what corporations are going to still be existing, which are not, if people are going to go back to work. So with everything going back to some type of normal, this is really the time that we have to pique their attention, okay? So in the training site this weekend, I created a letter. I want to start with realtors. And I started writing a letter regards to how you guys could introduce yourselves through an email to a realtor. So I'm going to give you homework. I want you to find the realtors in your area. Let's just start with your area. Get all the emails in place, and then you're going to take this letter and start emailing. But what I want to do is something even more. I got together with my web designer, and I told them that I want a catalog put together just for realtors. So I want to pick out, or you guys could help me. Let's pick out the best of the best and put it into this catalog, and it's going to be something that's going to be online. It's not going to be, you could print it out if you want to deliver it. You know, it's going to be summertime. You want to put a little nice outfit on and go to these realtors and hand them the booklet, that's fine. It won't have too much stuff in it, but it'll just have just the right amount of stuff in it. So we'll pick gift baskets. We'll pick personalized gifts. We'll pick the best plants. I think I'm going to be adding more plants, definitely. What else? We have the candle of the month. We're going to add cookies, the logo cookies, anything that represents a corporate account. Guys, I really want to work this up for this summer so you guys could be ready even for the holiday season. So the letter is going to start with like a subject line. Let me see. Do I have it here? I think I posted here. Okay. It's the subject line will be Realtor's Closing Gifts, Keeping You in the Know. And then, of course, it's going to say Dear, and then you want to find out the name of the realtor. Or if you could find the main person or each agent, it's really up to you how you want to do this. And then the first paragraph is going to read, hoping this letter finds you in good health and spirits. My name is, and I'm a gifting expert with Lobella Baskets and Gifts, and I wanted to take a moment to introduce myself and share some exciting news. As a Lobella gifting expert, I bring you many years of experience and knowledge to help you through closing gift ideas. I know relationships matter, which is why we built a solution to help you nurture them. Presenting your real estate clients with a small gift or token of your appreciation upon closing is not only thoughtful, it should be viewed as an essential component of your marketing strategy. It helps build and cement long-lasting client relationships. So basically, the beginning is telling them that you know what you're talking about. You know, you've done this before, and you're here to help them. Then the next paragraph, it's not too long. The next paragraph will say, according to training and motivational experts, saying thank you is one of the best ways to connect with your people. Words, notes, and gifts of appreciation make everyone feel good. It's also just plain smart to demonstrate proper business etiquette by demonstrating genuine thanks. Thank you notes and gifts are one more opportunity to put your name in front of your customers and remind them that you stand out among the competition. Bottom line, whether a thank you note, a gift is necessary is besides the point. Demonstrating sincere appreciation is always smart business. And then we're going to add the last paragraph, which is real estate client gifts is your go-to resource. Okay, wait, hold on one second. I messed this paragraph up. But it basically says, we've done the research for you, thoughtfully selecting the gifts. We know your clients and business associates will both appreciate and remember. And this is looking forward to connecting with you. Thanks a bunch for your kind attention. I try to keep it formal, but yet very relaxed as well to show that, you know, there's kindness and care, and you're not here to push them, but at the same time, you want to care for them, and you're here for them. And then Cecilia. So I'm going to post this up on the training site under the realtors, and then I hope to get the catalog ready in about a week or so, okay? So that's my goal for this summer. Corporate accounts, memberships, team building. I want you guys to really build a passive income. I want you to get new clients under you, new corporate accounts under you, and it's about moving forward. So this way, you have something to really look forward to when it comes to the holiday season. And, of course, you want orders every day. You want orders to come in every month. You want those two paychecks coming to you twice a month, right, guys? On the 1st and the 15th. So does anybody have any questions for me? Oh, a lot of people here. Any questions? Press 5-star. Any questions? Press 5-star. Anybody want to care to share? Press 5-star. So I'll definitely put the letter up this weekend. This way you could actually print it out or just copy and paste it to like one of your emails and draft it out with your name. Like you could add your name in it and everything. And then you could also wait until the mini catalog is made, or you could just start sending them email right now with a few pictures here and there as an attachment to show them. So any questions? Press 5-star. No questions? But I just want to say you guys are doing a really good job taking care of your customers. You really do. I see the emails that come through where you're taking care, whether it's passwords, you're taking care of their orders, you're making sure their orders are going out. If they messed up on the messages, you're emailing us right away. The customer didn't add this. And, you know, if we catch it in time, we make all the changes right away and we email you back saying, you know, we got it. We're taking care of it. So we're doing our best we can on this side. Okay, guys, let me open up the line because you guys are too quiet. Is everybody here? Everybody's listening? Yeah. Hello? Oh, you guys. Okay, good. Does anybody have any questions, or that's basically it? Are you excited? Did you like the letter?
Absolutely.
Okay,
it's going to be great. I've been looking for something like that. We need this.
Yeah, we definitely need it. But I think the little mini catalog, you know, we could add. Because I was talking to a friend of mine who's a real estate broker, and I always ask him, like, what do you get for your closing gifts? Well, he's like, it all depends on what I sold. But he said usually, you know, he likes to do a nice, depending on the personalities, but he always likes to do like a gourmet gift basket, he says, you know. Or sometimes something that they could have in their home. If he knows they're wine drinkers, he buys like really good wine. If he knows they drink wine out of glasses, he does do the personalized, you know, glasses with their signature on it, you know, with their initials. Or like a decanter. Is that what you call it, a decanter? Like where you add the whiskey in it and it comes with glasses. So we have all that stuff. I was like, you know, I have all that stuff. And he goes, really? He's like, well, you should start promoting that. And then even our artwork, as you could see, we have a lot of stuff that says new home and it has the family's initials. We're going to put all that in this little mini catalog that we're going to upload online on Ezu. And then we're going to upload it, you know, in the training site. And then you guys could just, you know, send it with the email. What do you think? Good idea, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And maybe there's something we can print to send to realtors. I'm sorry, I'm the only one talking.
No, I love it because everybody else is quiet. It should be easy because the way I want it done is I want a picture of the item and then a small description of it. I'm still debating whether to have pricing or not or have the pricing separate. What do you guys think? Having pricing or having pricing separate? I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I know. It's like, but our pricing is good, so we can't fear our pricing because our personalized gift pricing is really good.
But then you have the Savers Club, so it's a little tricky.
Yeah, I would have pushed the Savers Club first. I would definitely go. See, this is how, let me just mute the lines 1 second. The Savers Club, I always call it my last resort, but that's my game changer. If you feel they're not really buying into buying from you and you really gave it a good try, then you could introduce the Savers Club. I want you guys to, you know, make your full commissions and all that good stuff. But if you feel that they need the Savers Club, the 20% off, of course, hand it out. But always put like an urgency to them, like you only get so many a month that you could give out for free. You could say, you know, I only get 5 every month that I could give out for free, and I would like to choose you, you know, to give one of these out to you where you actually get 20% off. That's how I'll present it. Like it's an urgency. You only get 5 a month and make them feel really important about it. But I would definitely introduce it, first of all, just the way it is. Like, send them the email, send them this, and, you know, and go for it. Okay, let me see. Any questions? Oh, Susan has a question. Or I know she used to do real estate. Hi, Susan Silock.
Mia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I noticed that the code MOM is showing that it ended on the 26th of April for the Mother's Day gift for the 10% off. Is there any way that we can still keep that going?
See, the reason why I'm cutting it short on the discount is because the urgency of having it out for a short period of time is getting consultants more orders. And I've been noticing that since the holidays. When we keep it out for a whole month, it loses its value. But if you guys want me to bring it back for a day or two, like the last minute weekend orders, I will do that. Is that okay, Susan? I'll do that for the weekend.
Yeah, please. Till at least, you know, if we could do
till
it.
Till Monday. I'll do it. Okay, I'll put out of the banner. I'll have someone make the banner, like, after this call, and we'll say, you know, 10%
right.
For all Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, and ends Monday night, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Okay, and beautiful. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, guys, like I said, you know, I've been testing out, you know, each time I put the coupon code out. And when we left it for a whole month, it didn't give us any value. The orders weren't coming in like the shirt. As soon as we put limits on it, more orders kept coming in. So I'm going to keep it going this way. But this weekend, we will have a 10% special, which that was my plan, which I didn't mention, but I want to have a, you know, the last minute 10% sale. So I'll have the banner go up sometime today on Facebook. Okay. So anybody else press 5-star? Anybody else? Okay. Anybody want to care to share anything that you're doing this weekend to promote for Mother's Day? To get more orders. I know I want to congratulate Diane Steen. Diane Steen's working really hard as well with her orders, just like everybody else. But what I like, she has corporate accounts. I think one of them is a real estate agent. They're buying flowers. I know she has another company. I think Sandy mentioned to me this morning they were buying charms from her. I don't know if it's a school. I have to look it up. But, again, these are the great things that you guys need to have. I know Jennifer Lewis, she has memberships, you know, with the cookies. And she's always telling me, you know, they love our cookies. Great membership. I want her to get more because that passive income really, really does help. And remember, they could cancel it at any time. So if they want to break from it, they want to continue it. Year after year, all it takes is one email, or they could discuss it with you guys, and they could tell us, you know, stop it for a little while. We'll do that. But these are the things that I want you guys to build, you know, for the rest of the year, is to have that passive income. And passive income comes with all those memberships and team building. When it comes to the LBB Savers Club, you know, obviously that helps the mentor because the customer gets 20% off. You make 15% and your mentor still makes 5%. So that's a nice income as well for the mentor. And then, of course, you have customers that keep coming back when it comes to corporate accounts. I'm telling you guys, if you land the right corporate accounts, they will continue to come back to you because they will love our service. And, you know, I know a lot of you call me and they say, Mia, can you take care of this? You know I do. If I need to get the sale for you, I will call them. If something happens and I need to change the order because you know how it works. Sometimes we get the order and then voila, all of a sudden I call and they don't have that order anymore, but they never updated us. It's not our fault, but I'm not here to put the blame on anyone. Things like this happen. My job now is not to lose the order. So if I have to call the customer and say, look, you know, we have this. Would you mind taking this? To still get you, I will do that for you guys. So it's teamwork. It really is teamwork, and it's about building together. And I don't mind doing that extra stuff for you guys. because, like I said, it's not the blame game. I don't like going that route. For me, it's about finding a solution to make that customer happy. And it usually works. It really does. So whatever we could do here this summer to really build our Lobola, that's really, really important to me. So does anybody have anything to share before we end this call? Anybody? Press 5-star. Anybody has anything? And when it comes to team building, as I said before, I'm really working hard with a company with getting leads, but it's too much money, guys, and I'm not going to have you guys buying $3 to $4 leads unless they really sign up. So I'm still trying to figure that out. These companies are crazy now when it comes to how much they want for every lead, because I don't want to be involved in it. Like, you would have to work with them, but it's just too much. And I'm trying to find other companies that would help me out, but that's the going price now. Like, for any specific leads, they want like $3 to $4, which, yeah, if you have to be like an incredible closer, because then if one lead's going to cost you $3 to $4 and you get like 10 of them and you don't get one sign up, I mean, I don't want you guys to lose out on money either. So I'm trying to protect all of you at the same time, find something that's a lot less. I'm looking for a dollar lead at least with these companies, but so far it's a no-go, But I'll keep trying, guys. So anybody else, anybody have any questions, press 5-star before we end the call. Okay, guys, let me open up the line. So as I said, continue to market for Mother's Day. I will put up the coupon code to start today going all the way to Monday. So we'll have a 10% special. And then after that, we'll just keep going until Father's Day and do everything else to keep the business going for the whole summer leading us to the holiday. Before you know it, we'll be like, September's here, October's here, like we do every year, right, guys? Okay, so have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the day. I'm here if you need me. The staff is here. If you need them, email them. They're all happy. And, guys, I do want to say one thing. If you don't have direct deposit, please do not add it and not tell us. Anything that you have to do back there in your back office when it comes to banking, make sure you email payroll. There's a few people who are supposed to get paid. Well, of course, they are going to get paid. But we're trying to reach you guys. They emailed me this morning, payroll, which is Andrew, my guy Andrew. And he said that, I'm trying to reach people by phone and by email, and nobody's responding. So please make sure you go back there and you add your direct deposit and then email payroll saying, here's my direct deposit, so we could direct deposit your funds, okay? So have a great rest of the afternoon, and we'll speak soon, right, guys? Thank you. Enjoy your day,
Thank you,
everyone.
Mia. You too.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.